Hi, Carol. What's on your mind?
Hi, I have two friends I'm concerned about. Oh, one has an infection on his fingers. He's like 93 years old. The other has about 55, and he got leukemia. So if you have time, answer both if you could, what you know about leukemia. But I'm really concerned about my older gentleman friend that these sores break out on his fingertips, his knuckles, and just basically his hands. They come and go mysteriously. Sometimes they bleed. They're sensitive. There's quite a few of them on each hand. Any ideas? His dermatologist didn't know.
Yeah. Oh, what does his dermatologist say they are? Infections? Or does did the dermatologist know?
He doesn't know. Just no clue. Nobody knows where they come from.
Oh, that's...
Why they subside a bit.
That's rather different. Does he ever see any pus, or is it just bleeding?
They just look horrible. I haven't seen any pus. It's just like sores that start to bleed that they scrape off. Scab off.
Oh, well, sounds like it might be infection, but yeah, really would be handy to take a look. All right, well, what sort of safe things can we try anyway? Because I can't tell you for certain.
He said that balm bag, bee balm bag or something helps.
Yeah.
For comfort.
Mm-hmm. Okay, there's an antibacterial honey out there, ma'am. No kidding. Antibacterial honey. And it's not going to hurt any of us to rub a little honey into our fingers and hands. You might be looking for that, but it's a particular type, and it does cost a little more because everybody knows it's antibacterial. But it's called Manuka, M-A-N-U-K-A.
Yeah. Guess what? I saw that at Costco just last week.
Well, good for you.
Yeah.
And I'm glad Costco's got it, too. But that is an antibacterial honey, and it could be tried rubbing into the hands. Now, there's something else that's much more effective, but we have to be working with the natural medicine doctor on it, and that's called potassium iodide. Potassium iodide will kill any germ there is, no kidding, and it soaks into the skin. However, if we use it over a period of time, there's a small possibility of suppressing thyroid function. We don't want to do that, so we'd best be consulting with the natural medicine doctor about using it and whether it's safe and whether we need to monitor thyroid function. So pretty obviously, if it's a do-it-yourselfer, I'd be starting with the antibacterial honey.
Okay, I'll tell him that. You have any thoughts on what causes leukemia?
Oh, I wish, ma'am. And that's a long story, but let's just get to what one can do. We have at our clinic two physicians who see a lot of people who have a whole variety of cancers, including leukemia. I'm not one of them. One is a former professor of oncology, which means cancer, at Bastyr University. He presently is taking a leave, and he'll be back with us in a month or two. But the other is right with us. His name is Dr. John Sherman, and he works in any way a person would like to work on their cancer. He'll work with people who are taking conventional treatment, and he'll tell them all the things that'll help keep their hair from falling out and have considerably fewer adverse side effects from the conventional chemo. He'll work with people who want to do both chemo and natural at the same time, and he'll work with people who want to do only natural treatment. And he knows his stuff, and so does Dr. Lamson, but Dr. Lamson is on leave right now, so I'd have to defer the question to them, but they've been doing this for a long time, both of them.
Okay. I'll let them know. Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Well, you're welcome, and thank you for calling, and I'm sorry I'm not the cancer expert at our clinic. Sorry. Okay?
Okay, thanks.